Hey, this is your 3 for free business education with Small Town Hub. These are just 3 mini workshops that teach you a little bit about what we do, how our classes typically work, and what all of that looks like and what it means for you and your business. So our whole system is set up like this. It's based on the theory that we want, not the theory, the desire, the mission, that we want small rural businesses to thrive. We really love small rural communities. That's where we live. That's where we lived our whole life. That's what we care about. And we can't have these small rural communities without these small businesses that keep people employed, that bring in money, that increase our rural economy, that allow us to be where we are. So our system is based on that whole mission. We want small rural businesses to thrive. And so what we've done is we've created kind of a thrive cycle, is what we call it, with our business education. And we start with this business evaluation. It's about a 30-minute evaluation where you go through and answer a whole bunch of questions about what your business does really well, what you feel you're struggling with, and where you need to be improving. And then it helps you decide and pinpoint where the weak points in your business are, where you need and where you need to spend more time. It also helps you put kind of a gold star on the things that you're doing really well at and that might be way ahead of something else. So let's say you are really, really, really good at systems and everything is systematized in your business and you know everything that's going to happen in what order and so does your team, and you are great at that, but you're not making the sales, we would tell you to put a gold star in systems, and we're going to come around and we're going to talk about marketing for a while. So that's kind of how our system works. We are, this course right here, which is why there's a big gold arrow, this course is about brand and loyalty. Brand and loyalty is a very big category of our Thrive Cycle. And a huge part of this is customer perception. Your company is viewed in a specific way. It's viewed in a certain way. And if you are not taking control of how people see and internalize your business, they are making assumptions themselves. There's nothing you can do about it. That is literally what's happening. They are making assumptions with or without you. So our goal with this portion of our loyalty and branding is to teach you kind of how that works and some of the things that you can do about it. You will see this graphic a lot in your coursework, as you're doing stuff with us in the trainings, because it's important to me that we understand the difference between how we used to advertise and how we should be advertising now. Old school advertising was literally hanging a sign and people would come. And it worked because there weren't really any other options. It worked just fine. You hung up a sign, usually it was a graphic, a picture of whatever it was that you did, and people came because it was easier, because it was convenient, because it was the only option. Modern advertising doesn't look like that at all anymore. Your competition, I don't care where you live, I don't care what you sell, your competition is literally in the palm of my hand. I can search your competition out in seconds. I can order your product or a similar product or something to replace your product in seconds. And we have to be better. We have to change the way that we advertise to keep up with what's happening now. Small businesses are the lifeblood of our small communities. We care so much that you guys are thriving, and we want you to be incredible, because you're the only reason that we can live in these areas, and that is so, so, so important to who we are. So our goal with this is to help you stand out. Customer perception is a portion of our branding. Branding is not a logo. A logo is a very small portion of your brand. Your brand is the way that your business is perceived by other people. So if I look at your business and I think that you are a sporting goods store and really you sell flowers, that's not my fault. It's the way that you put your business out to the world. And people will make those assumptions all of the time. Branding is the emotional and psychological associations that a person makes with your city, with your business, excuse me. We all make those assumptions. It's not optional. It's how our brains work. If you understand customer perception, if you understand branding, you can control and direct the way that people think about your business instead of just being stuck with whatever they decided themselves, which is often very, very different. Today, I worked with a local restaurant, and their problem in their business today that we were talking about is that everybody feels like the fries that they get in the meal are less than if they just ordered a side of fries all by themselves. They're convinced, their clients, their customers are convinced that if they order that side of fries with their meal instead of as a side, it is less fries and that the restaurant is screwing them over. Now, I've been there. I've been in the back. They've taught me. And so I know that all of their fries are measured out, like they're weighed. And so the number of fries that they get with their meal and the number of fries that they get on the side are literally exactly the same. I've watched them do it. So today I went in and I worked with them and we talked about customer perception and changing the way that the fries are packaged so that it looks different to people because people's brains are automatically internalizing things. Branding, correct branding helps your customers know what to expect. It helps them understand that they are getting the same amount of fries. It helps them feel safe. And the reason the fries upset so many people is because it feels wrong. It feels different than what they expected. And if you're not managing those expectations, you're running into brick walls all of the time. Our brains, we're going to actually start here. Our brains are programmed to filter out all of the extra crap. When we stand in a field of grass or on a lawn or in a road full of gravel, our brain notices and sees every single blade of grass. And that comes into the sensory input right here. And then your brain is like, wow, this is so much stuff. And it automatically starts filtering out the things that don't matter. It's an attention filter. And so it immediately takes all of that input, all of that information, all that sensory information, and says, swell, half of this doesn't matter. So instead of seeing every single blade of grass, and instead of thinking about every single blade of grass, your brain has already filtered out that information. So all you see is a lawn. All you see is a field. All you see is a road. After this sensory input, and it's filtered out and thrown half the stuff that you see away, you head into your short-term memory. Short-term memory is stored for about 20 seconds. Those are things like something that your brain thinks might matter. So if you see a poster, if your kid tells you something that's a little bit irrelevant, all of those things, your brain is like, oh, this might matter. And so it stores it for about 20 seconds. If your brain decides it's relevant, maybe the story that your kid was telling you actually was something that was important, something you needed to act on. It moves it into the long-term memory. Our goal as a business is to make it through the filtering mechanism to short-term memory and then through short-term memory to long-term memory. The problem is if everything we're putting out there seems chaotic and crazy and doesn't make sense and doesn't connect with people, it's going to cruise right through this. You're going to hit the filtering mechanism, and your clients' brains have thrown away what you're doing immediately. You never even had a chance. Our brain has all of that input. There's so many things that we see and so many things that we hear that it's really hard to break through that filter. It's really hard to get your message across to people a little bit more. So when you were a child, you were learning about shapes and colors and letters. And when you were practicing your shapes, you would say your mom or your teacher or somebody would sit next to you and they would talk to you about, this is a square. It has four sides. It has four points. This is a square. This is a square. This is a square. And as you started to, if you actually sit down with a small child who's learning these things now, you can see them think it through. They'll see a square and they'll think it through. They're trying to identify what makes it a square. What is the shape? What were these things that I was taught? That is called bottom-up processing. That is your brain trying to commit something to long-term forever memory. That is you trying to tell your brain, this matters, this matters, this matters, this matters. And it's a repetition that you do all of the time. Now, top-down processing is the second this black square came up on your screen, you knew it was a black square. You didn't even stop to think, ah, look, I feel like that might be a black square. You knew instantly, this is a black square. That is where we want our business to be. We want our branding to be beyond bottom-up processing, where we're trying to remember the people who sold the pants. Remember, there were pants, something about pants, and you can't remember what it is. We don't want to be bottom-up processing. We want to be top-down processing, where they see your logo and they know instantly, that's Barbie. Barbie does this. Barbie sells that. Whatever it is, they want to know. We want to be to that top-down processing. So it takes less than a second for someone's brain to know exactly who we are and exactly what we sell and why they know us. Next, because there's a lot of stuff about your brain, because it's so, so, so important. We so want to blow over this portion of our business so often because it seems a little bit irrelevant. It is not irrelevant. It's so important. Your brain, so we've made it through your attention filter. We're working on that top-down processing, helping people remember things. And the next thing that we want is we want to talk about semantic space. Semantic space is the way that your brain stores information. So, you know, like someone talks about tacos and you decide you need to go for a run. I don't know. But you have a train of thought that sometimes your trains of thoughts take you really bizarre places. That is your semantic space. Semantic space stores information that's similar together. So if you think of a chair, you have a table and it's a wooden table and a forest and then camping, all of those things, the studies have been done over and over again, and your brain stores similar things together. So our goal is for people to be sitting at their desk or walking down the street or driving down the road or whatever they're doing, shopping online, and they see shoes and they think of our company. And they see hiking and they think of whatever our company is. Whatever those things are that relate. So let's go back to the restaurant I'm working with. I want somebody to think food and immediately think of this restaurant. I want somebody to think nice place to sit with family and think of this restaurant. I want people to think about spending all day in the woods and hiking and playing and being exhausted when you get home and think of this restaurant on their way back home. And so their branding has to be in line with all of those things so that people can constantly remember them, that you can make it through your client's attention filter, through their processing and into all of these different semantic space areas. So they think of, oh, we've been out on the lake all day. Wouldn't a burger and fries be so amazing right now? That's where we want to be. That is why we do this. Now, the way to do it, to get your branding down so people are remembering this and you're making it through all of this, these steps so you get into that semantic space, is through repetition, imagery, and patterns. And this is RIP, because I don't want your business to die here. That's how I want you to remember that. I don't want your business to just fall apart at this point and never see any growth because you're like, well, I understand that's a thing, but I don't want to implement it. It's too hard. Or you don't understand. Or you can't remember. Whatever that is. So I want you to, you have to be, whatever your branding is, whatever your business is that you need people to remember you for, it has to be something that you're putting up constantly. It is repeated, 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 repeated. Barbie has a 90, you know, Barbie, the dolls, Barbie dolls. They have a 98% recognition rate across the world. That is more than the Queen. That is more than practically any celebrity ever. Barbie is the most famous icon. And it's because we grew up with this constant repetition of Barbie and what Barbie is and what they're doing and who she is and all of these things. We grew up with it, so we know in a second this is Barbie. We don't even have to think about it. Imagery is the next one. Your brain is constantly trying to remember things. It's constantly learning. It's constantly looking around. Images help. Images help your brain relate things back together. It helps your brain understand. It helps pull all of that memory out, and it helps you, it helps your brain organize things. It helps your clients' brains organize things. And the last one is patterns. Your brain is constantly seeking meaning through patterns. Every time we receive information, our brain is like, great, where do I categorize this? Great, where do I file this? How do I keep track of this? How should this be organized? And so we have to have these consistency, this consistent pattern, this consistency through all of this, so that your clients' brains can take that information and know exactly where it goes, instead of saying, I feel like this is irrelevant, and trashing it again. We can choose to work with our clients' brains. We can choose to work with the way that brains work, or we can choose to work against them. Personally, I don't really want to spend my time trying to fight the human brain, so I'm going to work with this instead of against it. So good, consistent branding is what moves your business forward. Inconsistent branding means that you are wasting so much time and so much advertising money because you're in all kinds of places and it's different every time somebody sees it, and so they never figured out how to internalize it and keep it long term. So you're just throwing money out the door. It's such an expensive way to try to push a business. Sidebar really quickly though, because I always get this question. Consistent branding doesn't mean that you stop innovating. Nike still puts out different shoes. They are so on brand all of the time. They're always putting out the same message, but they still have different products. They still are changing the way that they do some things. They're still adjusting to the times. That doesn't mean you stop innovating. It means you know who you are as a company. Sometimes a brand is re-necessary. We can talk about that. Definitely as you get into coursework, and if you decide you need extra help, that is something that you can come to us for coaching, or if you need a whole rebrand, we can help with that stuff. Sometimes you realize that you've been trying to say that you really like pickles and all you've been selling is tacos. So we want to brand right and together. We want this to work for you. Now, in this coursework, because this is just a mini version of this class, there's a lot of classes that go along with this. And what we'll follow through in the coursework is how to set up this branding for your company. And the first step is that your company has a story. So many people are like, I don't have a story. That's not true. You have a story. There is a reason you're in business. There's a reason you care about the things you do. You have goals for your company. That's your story. Your story doesn't have to be a big dramatic thing. The next thing is we take that story and we create your singular message out of that. What you want people to remember you for. What you're trying to put out into the world. This is hard for some people, for sure. But it's so, so, so important. And then the third one, we talk about your voice. How you want to portray this message. How you want to put that out there. How you want people to feel. This is when we start getting into feelings. How we want people to feel about your company. And then four is the physical presentation of all of that. Our brains associate so many things together. Again, that semantic space. We've been trained to associate pink with feminism. We've been trained to associate black with mystery and sometimes, you know, the bad guy in TV is usually wearing black. I mean, all those types of things. We've been trained to associate light colors with purity, all of those things. And so we're going to take all of that and everything that we've been trained, and we're going to pull it into your physical presentation. So your that message, your story that you want to get across becomes a visual representation of what all of that is. So people look at your business and they start to make the correct assumptions. So most of us brand or choose our business brand, whatever, like this. This is how I did my first business. It wasn't this one, but this is the same system I went through. We're like, I really like pink. I really like roses. Cursive is cool. Boom, this is my business. And that is the extent of how we think about branding. In our live workshop, we actually go through a project together. I don't know really what to call it. An experiment, I guess, together. And we ask the whole class to tell us all of the things that they think about this specific brand, this Jones Flowers. We write it on the board, typically. It's really pretty. They sell roses. It's a great place for traditional weddings. Definitely funerals. It smells like grandma's house. It's dated, etc. And they write all of that out, and they tell us everything that they think about this company. And then we ask them if that is what this company intended to say. Is this what you think they meant? Okay, and we're just going to cruise through this stuff. And then we turn it around and we show them their updated. This is at the very end. And we show them the updated logo. And they go through and they do the exact same thing. They tell us what they think of this company, what their perceptions are, what matters to them, who shops here, what it's for. We go through all of that. And they write it all down. We write it all on both sides of the board. So we have the old one and we have the new one. And they get everything out and they tell us everything they think of both companies. Because essentially they're two different companies. And then we turn the board around and I've already written out everything that they were going to say. And it's dead on every single time because people make assumptions about your logo. They make assumptions about your brand and who you are. And if you don't understand how that works, you can't educate them before they walk in your door. You can't help them know what to expect. You're setting them up to fail and you're setting yourself up to fail. I wanted to show you this right here. This is our color wheel. Colors, I said earlier, colors matter. Our brains have been programmed to think certain things. Our brains see blue and they think of cold stuff. If they see yellow, our brains are automatically thinking of happier things, of joy, of springtime, all of that stuff. And we want to pull all of these things together to help your customers know exactly who you are, exactly what you sell, and why they should be shopping with you instantly. Okay, so the next steps in all of this is we want people to think of your brand very first. We want them to think of your business very first, every time. This kind of gives you an overview of the beginning part of our whole branding course. You can get in there. We'll walk you step by step through each one of those. Your story, your message, how to do that, how to write it out, your voice, how to get that out across all of your platforms, what that looks like, how you say those things, how you write out copy like that, all of that kind of stuff. But right now, what you need to be doing is I need you to be thinking of what this looks like for your business. And I call it brand writing. I think I learned that from probably somebody else. But pen and paper, sit down and write out everything about your business. How do you want people to feel when they walk in the door? Who do you care about? What do you care about? What do you want people to associate your business with? And then if you need more, if you want more of this stuff, if you want us to help you walk through each one of those steps in the loyalty and brand, this is how our monthly program works. It's crazy simple. We don't like complicated things. No one has time for that, especially business owners. So it's a $49 a month program. It's real knowledge that gives you step-by-step management, a map to increasing your bottom line, to taking care of your business, and to creating a really, really, really healthy business. We don't do the whole gimmicky thing. We don't believe that 100,000 followers is going to suddenly make you millions of dollars. We know that a sale is worth way more than a follower any day. That's how we work. If you are interested in more, please, please, please email us and we will get you started with our business evaluation so we can start figuring out where in this system you need to be spending your time and what you're already doing great at. We want to help you succeed. That is why we're here. That is what we do. So I think that is it that we have for our mini version of our customer perception. I hope that was crazy helpful for you. It is probably my favorite course ever. Let us know if you have any other questions and what you need, and we will see you in the next class.